B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You ready? Black Friday, October 7th, 1977, Veterans Stadium. You ready for this attendance? 63,719 people to watch Phillies Dodgers Game 3 of the NLCS. And I remember it being a cold, cold day, Black Friday. Harry Callis, Richie Ashburn, Andy Musser on the call. Let's start top of the first inning. Dodgers go down 1-2-3. And it's really an excuse to listen to our man, Harry the K.
Ball of no strikes, the count to Davey Lopes. Skies one in the shallow center field. Gary Matta puts it away, one down. Top half of the first inning. That'll bring on Bill Russell. Russell, the shortstop, was kind of the goat in game one of the series. He made two errors, costing the Dodgers four runs. Line to Ted Sizemore, out number two. Two down in the first inning. That'll bring up Reggie Smith. Smith, switch hitter, batting left against Christensen. 2-for-8 in the playoffs with a triple and a run batted in. He struck him out with a good fastball. 1-2-3 go the Dodgers in the first. No runs, hits or errors, and none left. The end of one half, Los Angeles nothing. Phillies coming to bat.
He struck him out.
Isn't that the best?
Reggie Smith.
Struck him out.
Struck him out.
That's great.
That is outrageous. All right, Phil's getting nothing in first. The jump top of the second. Phil's in some trouble. Steve Garvey is on first. And that Dusty Baker, who I got to know as a manager, one of the great guys, Dusty, who was actually in line, if you remember, when they chose Catler. Take a listen.
Steve Garvey, runner at first base, one down. Driven to deep left center field. Maddox or Luzinski can't get it. It's off the fence. Gary juggles the ball. Garvey being waved around. Ball is thrown to the plate. He is safe on a close play. Bob Boone thought he had him. Time is called. A momentary juggle by Maddox, and it was a very close play, and Boone thought he had him, and Danny Ozark is out.
Oh, that was the first of bad calls in that game, both by the umpires and by Danny Ozark. Classic Black Friday. Oh, two batters later, the catcher, Chuna, Steve Yeager. And he's going to drive home the Dodgers' second run.
Yeager, a drive to right center field, and it's going to be a hit and another run in. Dodgers lead it 2-0 as Dusty Baker scores. Well, the Phillies elected to pitch to Yeager, and it cost him. Yeager knocks in his second run of the playoffs.
And Yeager getting a slider. Two sliders this inning, both base hits.
Steve Yeager. How about Whitey? Whitey makes you feel good, too. Still two outs in the inning. Yeager on first. And here he is. You met. This is why we're playing this thing today. It's an ode to the fans. Bert Hooton, the Dodgers pitcher, is on the mound. And now he's at the plate.
2-0 Los Angeles. We're in the second. One strike to Bert Hooton. That's well hit down the left field line. A fair ball. An extra bases for Hooton. Now watch Yeager. He's being waved home. Smith's throw. And he is out at home plate. A great throw by Smith.
Out!
Yeager nailed at the plate. Out of fine throw by Mike Smith. And Yeager is hot. Two plays at the plate here in the second inning. Dodgers get two in the inning.
Here it is. Look at it again. Yeager really getting in there. And Booney, I don't know what Yeager was so steamed up about there. He was tagged before he got his feet in there. He was tagged high, but the feet weren't in.
That's awesome. That is awesome. What's he so upset about? Come on. Here we go. Now the fun starts for the Phils. The Bull leads off. Lisinski, base hit, followed by Bob Boone. And then Ted Sizemore walks. The bases are loaded for the Phils. Here's the Philly starter for the day, number 38. And I only remember that he's number 38 because Bob Means Jobs, Junis, once told Larry Christensen, 38 is for your ERA.
It's good work.
Take a listen.
Harold Renner of Woodbury, New Jersey has won $500. If Christensen hit a slam here, Harold would win $5,000. Phillies have him loaded in the second with two outs. Ooh. Oh, that was close.
It wasn't even close, Harry. I believe he not only fooled Christensen, he might have fooled the home plate umpire. That was a fastball right through the heart of the plate. Heaton has a good fastball today.
2-2 the count to Larry Christensen. Bases loaded, two down. Fans coming to life here at Veterans Stadium. Jam-packed house, naturally. Another one that didn't miss by much. Little bit inside. Boy, that's two pitches that Hooten has thrown to that have been oh so close to take. Fans now are really alive. A 2 to Christensen, two outs, base loaded. Hold all four. He walked him to force in a run. Well, that's the intimidating influence of Philadelphia fans. I mean, they can hurt an opposing team just for the noise level that you hear. Tommy Lasorda is coming out.
Wow, Judas, you got chills. This crowd, this is the ode to the fans. And that's the one thing. Listen, when you had a good baseball team and you could put 63,700 people in a building,
you imagine that. Imagine being on the mound.
Oh, right? my God. And that vet, because of it was circular, held in the noise.
Yes, it did.
It was all enclosed. Amazing. Bases loaded. Still two outs. Now Bake McBride is up. Take a listen to this crowd.
Tom Lasorda a little upset. And you can't really blame him. The fans are really alive. Bake McBride, bases loaded. Low. Now Yeager's yelling at Wendell Smith. Hooten is obviously upset. Bases loaded. Dodgers lead it 2-1. Listen to these fans. Low. Another knuckle curveball. 3-1. And this is a part of the home field advantage at Veterans Stadium. These fans are alive. It's only the second inning.
If you hit it, it'll go a long way. It's the big pitch here.
3-2. Bases loaded. Two outs. They're on their feet. Runners breaking. Low. He walked him and forced in another run. Boone scores. This game is tied. Three straight walks for Bert Hooten.
You kidding me? How about that, Andrew? Bert Hooten. Hooten, Hooten, Hooten.
Who?
That crowd is outrageous. All right, Phil's tied up. They've scored two now with another bases loaded walk. Now here's Larry Boa. Oh, my God. We should call Bo just to talk about that day. He's giving great perspective. Bo, up. Take a listen.
2-2 ball game. Larry Bo, the batter. Bases remain loaded. Bert Hooten out there all alone. Some 58,000 fans on their feet.
Like Larry may be taking all the way, taking a strike anyway. He wasn't going to offer it that one, and it was way out of his zone.
3-0. Hooten may force in another run. He forces in another run. Three straight runs for forced in by Bert Hooten, and here comes Tom Lesorda, and this will be all for Hooten. 3-2, Phillies lead. An unbelievable chain of events here at Veterans Stadium.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You got chills yet, Andrew?
Of course. Makes me miss baseball even more.
That's amazing, dude. That's amazing. Check that out. Wow, Bird Hooten. I love Harry's call. He's out there by himself. How cool is that?
Yeah, as someone who's pitched in the past, it can get lonely up there. Especially when you're not finding the zone or your stuff's not working.
And you got 60-some thousand people?
Yeah, I mean, I've done it when there's five people and you feel all alone. 60,000 just screaming down at you? That's got to be difficult.
Oh, that's incredible, man. Incredible. Wow. All right. That's Bert Hooten, and that was why we played this. So you can hear that inning and the power of the Philadelphia sports fan. Phil's up 3-2 after that crazy second inning. Remember, that was only the second inning for Bert Hooten. Now we go to the top of the fourth. Dodgers have a runner on third. One out. Dusty Baker up.
Little looper into shallow right field. Blake McBride can't get it. That'll score the tying run, although he had to wait. But Say crosses the plate. Say held up until that ball actually dropped in. A 3-3 ball game as Baker drops a single into right field.
And I believe he broke his bat, hit it around the trademark. That's 5 RBIs for Baker in this, 6 RBIs in this three-game set so far.
Andy Musser that was, dude. All right. So still later in the game, later in the inning, the game's tied at 3. Bases loaded for the Dodgers. Only one out. And now the Dodgers reliever by the name of Rick Rodin is up. Now, Rodin, well, I remember him from the Pirates. And he was a good hitting pitcher, Rick Rodin. Here we go.
A fly ball into shallow right center field. McBride has it on the run. Here comes the throw to the plate. Baker is out. Great play. Baker out at the plate. A fly ball double play and the inning is over. The Dodgers get one run, 3 hits, 2 men left.
Here it is. A perfect throw. A perfect throw by Babe McBride. The second one tossed out at home plate. Baker trying to knock the ball out of Boone's mitt and you have to wonder how Boone held on because he did get jarred. But a big out.
Look at that. Rick Rodin. All right. The game remains tied until the bottom of the eighth. Now, unfortunately, there's a big deal here. In that inning, Gary Maddux drove in Richie Hebner with a single. He advances to third on an error. Boone drives him in. Phillies up 5-3. So that's where we got. We had a little snafu with the technology, so we couldn't play it. Phil's up 5-3, but this is where we go. This is sort of the downer part. Top of the ninth, Phil's are one out away from going up 2-1 in this series. Now, perspective, Phillies had been to the NLCS the year before, the year 1976. They lost to the Reds and the Big Red Machine. Dodgers have a runner on first base. And this was an infamous play when Manny Mota hit the ball to left field, a shot. And the surprise was who was manning left field for the Phillies. Take a listen.
Incredible crowd here at Veterans Stadium. A two-strike pitch. Fly ball deep left. Luzinski going away back. And this ball is trapped by Luzinski. It's a double for Manny Mota. Gets away. Coming in to score, D'Abelio. Mota will hold at third. I believe he's holding at third base. Luzinski could not pull it off. A double for Mota, and then an error as the ball got away. It's now a 5-4 ball game, and this game not over yet. Greg Luzinski way back to the fence. Greg didn't think it was going to go that far. Had he gone back to the fence, might have been able to catch it. But it's a two-base hit. Now it gets away from Sizemore there for an error enabling D'Abelio to score. And Mota held at third base. So this game is not over yet.
Yeah, so that was, if you remember, Jerry Martin. Do you remember the name Jerry Martin?
Yes.
Jerry Martin should have been in left field. And every game for defensive purposes, they used to put Jerry Martin in left for the Bull. Bull wasn't the fleetest of foot. We love the Bull. But it was an important move to put it in left field. Well, Danny Ozark, the manager of the Phillies then, blew it. He didn't put Jerry Martin in left.
When he would do it all the time.
Right. And Vic D'Abelio, as Harry said, hits that shot. Martin catches it. No game. Phillies want to win. Instead, the Bull traps it, and we got trouble. And people hated Danny Ozark for that. Hated. Never forgive them. Manny Mota gets all the way to third after the Bulls' throwing error. It's 5-4 Phillies. Now, there's two outs. Now it's Davey Lopes. Can they end the game here? Take a listen.
Here's Davey Lopes' game on the line. Ground ball off Schmidt to Boa. A throw. Yes! No! Not in time! This game is tied! Not in time, and we have an argument. Manny Mota has tied the ball game and went off the glove of Schmidt to Larry Boa. What a recovery by Boa. We have an argument, and we'll see the play. Unbelievable circumstance. I don't know. You call it. I don't know. Looked like a tie. If it was a tie, it was an accurate call. Oh, so close. A base hit for Davey Lopes. This game is tied in the ninth inning, 5-5. What a championship series playoff this has been.
Oh, and if I remember that day, he was out at first.
And if Schmidt just made the damn play.
If he was out, the game was over. Oh. Davey Lopes was out. We got screwed, Judas.
Best first base coach Phillies franchise history. Davey Lopes.
He was. Remember he taught everybody how to steal?
Yeah, he's great.
Listen, that was a blown call. If that was today and we had video review, he's out. Ball game's over. No, instead it's 5-5. Lopes on first. And of course, as we just talked about, always a threat to steal. Trouble happens.
Mota scored. Here's Bill Russell, who is 1 out of 4. Throws the ball away at first base, and Davey Lopes moves up to second and will hold there. That'll be an error on somebody. So while the Dodgers came on glue earlier, the Phillies now are. An error on Richie Hebner. Lopes at second base with 2 outs.
You kidding me? You kidding me, Judas? Are you kidding me? Still painful after all these years. Oh, Lopes is on second. The game's still tied at five. Still two outs. Russell, a career 263 hitter who played 18 seasons for the Dodgers. Here he is.
Looking ahead to the Phillies night. Scheduled to bat Larry Boa, Mike Schmidt, Greg Luzinski. That's Dave Lopes at second base. He represents the go-ahead run. Two outs, ninth inning. Lopes is running. A base hit to center field, and Davey Lopes has been a score, and the Dodgers have taken a 6-5 lead in the ninth. What a comeback by the Los Angeles Dodgers.
It's great. You went, eh? Oh, now we head to the bottom of the ninth. You ready? Phils get two outs. Boa fly out, Schmidt fly out. Here comes the bull trying to make up for that big mistake in left field.
And it's up to Greg Luzinski to keep the game alive. Luzinski is 1-for-3. A single, walk, fouled out, and struck out. So the Dodgers now are one out away from winning. Luzinski hit by a pitch ball. Greg Luzinski hit by a pitch ball. Greg shakes it off. Diamond didn't want a pitch to him. Here it is. Oh, hit by a pitch.
Damn. Phil still alive. And now Danny Ozark, you ready, Tunis? Brings in Jerry Martin to pitch run for the ball. You bastard. Richie Hebner, the grave. You know he used to dig graves, Richie Hebner?
Oh, I did not know.
Yes, you didn't know that? They called him the grave digger, Richie Hebner. And after that crazy bottom of the second where the Phils walk three times, bases loaded, and that crazy top of the ninth to take the lead, here's how the game ends.
Richie Hebner, 1-for-4, a double. He opened the Phillies 2 runs, 8th inning with a double. 2 outs, 9th inning. Bouncing ball to first, ball game is over. The Dodgers win it by a score of 6-5. What a brilliant comeback by Los Angeles. Los Angeles coming back with 2 outs in the ninth inning. For the Phillies in the ninth, no runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left. Los Angeles winning game 3 of the playoffs and now go up 2-1 over the Phillies in championship series play.
Wow.
Open chat.
Oh, my God. How about it? There it was, Black Friday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.